I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. UAP, unidentified anomalous phenomena, formerly known as UFOs, are in the news again. This past month, several new whistleblowers have testified to Congress, bringing the total number to over 40. Journalists have been busy too. Matthew Brown's interview is especially revealing, and Jesse Michael's interview with Harold Malgram is a definite mind blower. Old men want to tell as much as they can before they die, and Harold Malgram died only a few days after this interview. If you want a great history lesson, Malgram's your man. He served as advisor to four presidents, JFK, LBJ, Nixon, and Ford, and knew personally many foreign leaders, including Putin, and intelligence and diplomatic figures and their connections to UAP. So far, the mainstream news hasn't covered much on UAP, but the topic is now appearing in places like National Geographic, The Dr. Phil Show, 60 Minutes, and of course, in the latest public congressional hearings, especially with the testimony of physicist Dr. Eric Davis. The UAP issue can get very complicated, but here's a simple way to look at it. The five human senses are limited. 200 years ago, the human brain only had to deal with things delivered to it directly from the five senses. In other words, seeing's believing. Hearing, touching, and smelling is believing. But now, because of our advanced technology, we know that dogs hear and smell things out of the range of human abilities, causing them to be able to track and find things in ways unknown to humans. We also know our sight is limited because, with the aid of microscopes, we've discovered bacteria and germs, things that 200 years ago no one knew anything about. And we've advanced from the Hubble telescope to the James Webb telescope built in 2016 and launched in 2021. In 1992, we already knew of approximately 5,000 exoplanets, many of which have atmospheres similar to Earth. So is it really that far out to think that as our technology advances, our discovery of new life forms broadens? For example, only a few years ago, we didn't realize the existence of the largest material mass in the world, fungi, existing under the surface of the Earth. One organism sometimes covering many square miles. So why is it such a stretch to think that other beings, other intelligences, might exist right here on Earth without us even knowing about them? Perhaps they've been here for as long or longer than we have. And could those 5,000 exoplanets have intelligent life similar to our own, but more advanced and capable of stopping by to visit their Earth neighbors? Perhaps it's our hubris that ultimately makes us fearful. It's fine to discover intelligent life that we feel is less intelligent than our own, but thinking that something more intelligent and more technologically advanced than we are feels completely different than discovering the interesting life of mushrooms. The New Paradigm Institute is urging the U.S. government to disclose what they know about UAP. Check out their website, and if this sparks your interest, contact me at Andre, A-N-D-R-E-E, dot Bella, B-E-L-L-A, at gmail.com for information about the Maine Citizens for Disclosure group. Many people would rather ignore the evidence mounting every day that we are not alone in the universe. But maybe it's time to end the UAP stigma and giggles about tinfoil hats and use science and technology to help us take our place in a world larger than we know with only our five senses. We just might be on the brink of a monumental moment in human history. And aren't you excited to be here to experience it? For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.